She certainly is one who is not unacquainted with Scripture. She speaks as one who's ready with her mouth to speak the things of God. He has showed strength with his arm, scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. She knows the character of God and the character of his Savior. That what he does, he fills the hungry with good things and sends the rich away empty. And I tell you, not many great are called, not many mighty, not many rich. But where would the churches of today be without the rich? Well, they'd be without a pastor, for one. There are many wealthy pastors, many wealthy pastors. I'm not wealthy. I only take in $100,000 a year. Oh, maybe $200,000 a year for this pastor here. $100,000. Pastors of small churches are taking in six-figure salaries from their ministry. Oh, no, oh, well, I don't make six figures. Oh, you've got that $40,000 housing allowance. You've got your, and then your $60,000 salary. Oh, okay, sorry. And they say, well, that's not rich. It is rich. Now, I haven't been doing so well lately, but when I was making $40,000 a year, I thought, I'm rich. And it sure felt rich to me, and I stand by that. I was rich in that I was well off. I had everything I needed. I was able to pay my bills and actually do things beyond that. I bought some equipment. I stayed out of debt. That was wealthy. So she sees the mighty things that God has done. All generations call her blessed. And it's true. Even if they have gone a little bit beyond and making her almost like a goddess. And even though they say people are in heaven, you know, it's all false doctrine and false teaching. Still, Mary's blessedness has certainly been celebrated throughout the years. He hath showed strength with his arm, scattered the proud. I read that. What else? What do you want to say? God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. I've been accused of a lot of pride. Oh, you're so proud. You know nothing. I'll tell you what. I have a lot of zeal for the truth. And there is nothing more arrogant in this world than someone who believes they know the truth, is there? I mean, to say everyone else is wrong, I'm right, seems pretty arrogant. But that is the arrogance of truth. And it always seems arrogant to those who are wrong. But in the sight of God, it is not arrogant. If you indeed have the truth, it is what he has called us to speak, what he has called us to say. It does not lift us up in our hearts, for God has given it to us. It wasn't because we are smarter that we know things. It's because God has revealed them to us. I know better than anybody how by wisdom and intelligence I knew not God. I knew not God by wisdom and by my own intelligence. In fact, by my own intelligence, I became more and more corrupt. It was only by revelation that God revealed things to me. And then by his gifts, I'm able to explain things. And maybe there's a gift of being able to understand and teach. But I'll tell you what. By themselves, my own abilities, which God gave me, were not enough. Without the Spirit of God coming in, really unlocking my understanding. So I have no pride, because I spent 10 years studying and teaching the Bible in error, according to my own wisdom. And it was only in a moment of revelation, when God's Spirit came on me, that I began to understand things for real. And that's humbling. But I'll tell you what, that man who lived then is scattered. In my imagination of my heart of thinking I knew the Bible, that man has been cast down. My only fear is that I should fail to obtain the promises of God. I don't want to leave any of them behind. I want to believe them all. We don't just believe one thing about God. We believe everything that God brings to us. Mary believed God about the Immaculate Conception, as it is called. That Christ would be conceived in her without a man. She believed God. So also we believe Christ was crucified, right? We believe he raised from the dead. We believe in his name, who are believers. What else do you believe? Well, that's all I need to believe. It says so in the book of Romans. Right? What is it? Romans 10:9? If thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus the Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved? Is that all you have to believe? Oh, yeah, sure. No. That's not where it ends. If you really believe that, then I guarantee you, that's not going to be the end. If that's the end, you haven't believed Romans 10:9. You disbelieve Romans 10:9. You're using it as a loophole, as legalism, to try to sneak your way in. If you really believed he was king, you would become his subject. And you would subject yourself to his teachings, all of them. And you would subject yourself to his promises, all of them. And not simply try to use one scripture to make excuse for laziness. We go from faith to faith. We add to our faith. Because faith abiding alone is a sham. It's a sham. It's not faith at all. If you look at all the forefathers, they believed, they acted on their beliefs. If you believe and confess, I know there's going to be more. I know it. Because the belief in those things have its fruit. When you believe in Christ, it has its fruit. And if it doesn't bring forth the fruit of faith, it is not faith, but something else. You're just saying you believe. You're just deceiving me and yourself, but not God. He hath put down the mighty from their seats. You know, the scribes and Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Jesus is going to bring them down a notch. They're actually going to be completely excluded from his kingdom. And exalted them of low degree. I'll take a fisherman, tax collector, zealot, etc. People who are not considered first in line for the kingdom. He remembered his mercy in helping Israel. That means the coming of Christ was the remembrance of God towards his people. To send them a savior. As he spake to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever. This is the fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham. Your children shall be as numerous as the stars of heaven and the sand of the sea. The everlasting covenant given to Abraham, fulfilled in Christ, because he would give him many more children. Children not by blood or by birth, but by the Spirit of God, born of faith as was Abraham. So Mary abode with her for a while, 3 months, and returned to her own house. 3 months pregnant. Elizabeth now, verse 57. Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered. And she brought forth a son.